Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. Srila Prabhupada demanded loyalty. Srila Prabhupada himself was loyal. He always wore the sannyasi saffron dhoti, shaved head, and behaved as a perfect Vaishnava wherever he went. He was the most loyal son of his Guru Maharaja, therefore he carried out the instructions of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati to go to the West. When Srila Prabhupada first came to New York City, he was advised by Indian Swamis there to give up his strict vegetarianism and sannyasa observances. But Srila Prabhupada was loyal, and in his Bhakti Vedanta purports, he is always loyal to the conclusion of the previous acharyas. At least, when one became his disciple, then Prabhupada asked for complete loyalty. Krishna conscious knowledge is exclusive. One has to understand that Krishna in Goloka Vrindavana is the supreme truth. Loyalty to Srila Prabhupada means to not follow other versions of the Absolute. If other versions are to be read at all, he said, it is only to know their philosophy. Even Vaishnava heritage should be received through him. Once a disciple said to Prabhupada that Bhakti Vinoda Thakura was his favorite writer. Srila Prabhupada corrected his disciple and said, your second favorite writer. Prabhupada also asked for loyalty for our own benefit because his god brothers were antagonistic. They did not appreciate what Srila Prabhupada had done in going to the West to preach. Not being loyal to Prabhupada means to create a very serious erosion in the most crucial place, dedication to the Guru. Prabhupada once said that if you lose faith in the Guru, it is like a crack at the very foundation of your Krishna consciousness. His demand for loyalty was not something that he regularly asked for. It was love between him and his disciples, and it was expected. He would refer to our men and the Hare Krishna people, meaning all his followers, yet although he asked for the attachment and affection, it was without any false prestige. Srila Prabhupada humbly accepted that he was the authorized person to prosecute the worldwide Krishna consciousness movement. In the purports to his books, he expresses that it is not right when so-called Vaishnavas do not respect an empowered Vaishnava who is spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. Therefore, for the followers of Srila Prabhupada, a person's real spiritual advancement can be tested to the degree that he accepts Srila Prabhupada. Ecumenical good manners and sincere participation in dialogue with other religious sects is part of spreading Krishna consciousness. But ultimately, a Prabhupada follower has to appreciate that Prabhupada is topmost. The reasons he is topmost are within the very conclusions of the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada always said that we should not disparage other religions or other God-conscious teachers, yet to recognize and to be loyal to the topmost truth in its fullest manifestation as Radha and Krishna worship was the precious gift Srila Prabhupada gave to his followers. We cannot follow Radha Krishna without following Srila Prabhupada. Exclusive affection and loyalty to Srila Prabhupada is expressed in different ways. It is expressed when a follower stays in the place where Prabhupada sent him and performs the service that Prabhupada gave him. Out of personal loyalty to Srila Prabhupada, one refuses to break the regulative principles because a disciple promises Prabhupada that he will always follow them. When a devotee complained how hard it was to work with a troublesome devotee, Prabhupada said, that is your austerity. Determination to continue working with God brothers is another expression of loyalty to Srila Prabhupada. Being loyal to the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is another expression. Loyalty to Srila Prabhupada without loyalty to ISKCON is impossible. Loyalty is not only theoretical, it is practically expressed according to one's degree of surrender. I will do the needful as a faithful son. Loyalty is expressed in living personal qualities. Because our attachment, we do not forget Srila Prabhupada and we take to practices that help us remember him. Loyalty also means that we feel a great distaste and guilt if any context we find ourselves accepting someone else as our guru. During Srila Prabhupada's presence, when his Gurukula teachers began to seriously follow the teachings of Mary Montessori, Kirtananda remarked, "They have taken a new guru." That was the worst pronouncement and a sign that the Gurukula teachers had to immediately adjust their priorities and decide who was their guru. The more we can retain habits we have learned from him, the style of eating, a way of dressing, then the more we can keep remembrance of him a loyal reality, provided we do these things in an intelligent way. A disciple of Srila Prabhupada is loyal to his philosophy even in the face of opposition. Srila Prabhupada said that life comes from life and the scientists cannot create life. He also said that they have not gone to the moon and they cannot. The demigods and God himself are all real persons. One has to read Srila Prabhupada's books regularly. This itself is another item of loyalty, without modifying or changing his conclusions, maintaining what he has given us, living in a society of devotees, always chanting the Maha Mantra, these are loyal responses. This very concept of being loyal to Srila Prabhupada is itself another of Prabhupada's matchless gifts. He gave us ample reasons and inspiration to be loyal. Thank you. Hare Krishna.